Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We're going to talk a little MLB, and we're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Bob, good to visit with you again. I heard you're in Chicago.
Yeah, my first Cubs convention. You know, Sammy Sosa came back. You know what? Maybe a good time to check it out. Kind of craziness here. But a fun time, and the fans here went nuts over Sosa.
Yeah, big hero. Remember that era well. And it was just a quick moment on that. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire. It was so important for the game at the time.
Well, it really was, Steve. I mean, that was baseball needed it. I mean, I think they kind of say baseball. And, people talking about, that home run chase. I mean, remember, that wasn't just baseball. That was like international news. I mean, you're talking about when they were doing it, that stuff was like, NBC News, Nightly News, everything else, front page of every paper. And for regular season, that might be the coolest thing you've ever covered.
Yeah, it was just a magical, magical summer. Sosa and McGwire going at it. Bob, you did a piece in USA Today about the Dodgers add another big money player from Japan. It's like, man, they're a great team and they got even better.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing Steve at Memphis is a great player, but he got him for nothing. And he got him for $6.5 million. All 30 teams could afford this guy. And remember when Ohtani came over, he only signed for $2 million because he was under 25. Same thing with this kid, Roki Sasaki, only signed for $6.5 million. So all 30 teams wanted him. All 30 teams could afford him. And here's the Dodgers, pretty much Japan's number one team now. They got him because everybody from Japan now wants to be a Dodger.
Yeah, and was that the factor in all of this, Bob, that it was just Ohtani's there, the Dodgers are the team to beat, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, Ohtani's your Yamamoto. The one the one thing in here is that people, like GMs, executives, say, okay, he's going to sign with the Dodgers. This has been on the last year, and they thought something illegal was happening, and even MLB had to look into it. And say, no wrongdoing. There's no pre-arranged deal. And he signs with Dodgers anyway. I mean, the Padres thought they had him at one point. Then the Blue Jays, make the trade. They take on $15 million of contract, a Miles Straw contract, and almost like wasted that money. The Dodgers get him anyway. So the Dodgers, are the team that needed him the least. And now, Steve, they got about seven or eight starters.
Yeah, it's certainly a good problem to have. There's no doubt about that. You can never have too much pitching, even if you're the defending world champs. And, it's really interesting that, clearly the Dodgers are they're the big guy, the evil empire, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Jed Hoyer, the president of baseball operations in Chicago, for the Cubs, And I said, hey, you remember back in the day when, you know, the Yankees were Evil Empire when you were with Boston? You know, Larry Lucchino still called me Evil Empire. And sure enough, it's like, okay, who's going to knock off the Dodgers? And they won the World Series last year with three starters. Now they got seven or eight. You know, remember, now Clayton Kershaw's supposed to re-sign there at some point because he says he's not going anywhere else. So, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable. We're like, this guy's raw. So he's not going to, you know, win the Cy Young or anything like that, you know, this year. It's really a Cy Young talent in the future. But they can, you know, say, okay, we'll pitch him 100 innings or so during the regular season, then save his good stuff for the postseason of the World Series.
Bob Nightingale joining us. And, of course, they're brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Once again, Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB Insider. Bob, we got to get your thoughts on the passing of the great Bob Uecker.
Yeah, what a great guy. I mean, every time you see him, you felt good. He made you feel, you know, like part of the family. I will say, being around him, and every time he set foot in the booth, press box, on the field, in the clubhouse, just everybody had a smile. I mean, he was so beloved by those Brewers players. And I remember during the winter meeting, Steve, I was talking to their general manager, Matt Arnold, and we're talking about how brutal that last loss was when Devin Williams gives up a 3-run homer to Pete Alonso. He says they were in the, you know, clubhouse till 5 in the morning and crying everything else. You know, I said, why was that loss so painful? And he says that we kind of knew that was going to be Bob Uecker's last game. And, you know, sure enough, it was.
Wow. And, you know, what a life. You know, as a player, the self-deprecating humor, Hollywood, his role in Major League is legendary. But all those years in the booth with the Milwaukee Brewers, a Milwaukee guy, Brewer broadcaster through and through, made it to the Hall of Fame as a broadcaster. And I saw something. Johnny Bench said, Bob Uecker's Hall of Fame speech is still the best ever.
Yeah, you know, I was not there for it, but I've seen it on YouTube and video. Yeah. So tell your listeners, like, yeah, just Google Bob Uecker and Hall of Fame speech. And you see on the Hall of Famers just laughing hysterically and wiping tears out of their eyes from laughing so hard. But just, I mean, obviously a genius. You can't be that funny and such a great comedian without being that smart. You know, you think about it, you know, it's probably one of the greatest characters in baseball history. I'm not sure we'll see anybody else like that. I mean, he was on Johnny Carson's show, the most appearances outside Johnny, you know, that sort of thing. Like you said, you know, the commercials, everything else. But just a funny, funny guy and, you know, a genius with comedy.
Yeah, and a rock-solid baseball broadcaster as well. And I think people think about the funny man roles and the commercials and, once again, Major League and television, et cetera, the appearances with Johnny Carson. But night in, night out on Brewers radio was outstanding.
Yeah, and, you know, he was fighting through cancer last year. He shared that with very few people. And a lot of pain, and kept that to himself. He didn't want to take away from the Brewers. So he missed the first two games of that wild card series. I didn't miss it. He was there, but just wasn't on the air. And then the last game, he says, I'll do that one. And just, a brilliant broadcast. And just, you know, unfortunately, such a painful ending. And, you know, like you said, not that they were supposed to win the World Series, but, you know, when you got a chance to beat the Mets and everything else, I think his like final call at the end of the day was like, this was going to sting, and I think that's where the Brewers players that knew his condition took it so hard. Like, oh my God, we let Bob Uecker down. Forget about us. It was all about Uecker.
Yeah. What a great ambassador for the game, Bob Uecker. A couple other thoughts, Bob, before we run out of time and let you go. Hall of Fame ballot. No doubter in Ichiro, right?
Yeah, I mean, he should get If you get 100%, if you say it's not as good,
right,
yeah. one or two, I mean, you say they'll have a lot of guys that should have been 100%. I think I'd be stunned if it's any more than three guys. I might think it's like each row, like you talk about, is a slam dunk. CC Sabathia is a slam dunk as a pitcher. And then then Billy Wagner, his last year is on the ballot, the great closer. He'll get in too. So I don't think there'll be any suspense. I really think it's just those three guys and nobody else. So it should be a fabulous class. You know, when you throw in, Parker and also Dick Allen.
All right, Bob, and then before we let you go, closer to home, Twins Winter Caravan this week, Twins Fest next weekend at Target Field. Have you had any new or heard any news on the grapevine, if you will, about a twin sale? We continue to hear that it could go quickly and a deal could be done. What are you hearing?
It takes a little time. I don't see it before May, Steve. I mean, remember now, when they do this thing, then you have a vetting process where the prospective owner has got to meet with the committee, give over his financials, do like a background check, and then they have to vote on it. So it takes time. So I'd be shocked if it was anywhere before May or June, if not later. It's just a lot more time consuming. So no matter who the new owner is, it's not like he's going to have time to jump in here and, oh, let me throw an extra $100 million in a budget. You know, so I think if you can start spending money, and the good thing is usually the new owners do spend money because they want to, appease the fan base, what would take place for the 2026 season.
Yeah, and are you hearing any names, or is that still pretty close to the vest?
Pretty close to the vest. I mean, you still hear, of course, the name of the Pink Sun's brother's owner, and yep. And that's it. I'm sure there's other guys out there. There always is. But yeah, it'd be interesting. In a long, long time, what it was at the Pulev family. But like I said, the good news is for Minnesota Twins fans is that new owner usually wants to make a lot of friends. Remember when Artie Moreno lowered the beer prices, things like that. So it'll be a good thing for Twins fans, just in the sense that, a guy might even, say, okay, even though we're going to lose money this year, we'll spend. The New York Mets, I think they lost $400 million last year, but the owner, Steve Cohen, says, I don't care. I want to build a winner. Same to the Padres and Peter Seidler. They lost over $300 million. I want to build a winner. So we may see the same type of thing with the new owner.
Well, Bob, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
My pleasure. Take care, Steve.
All right, there he is, Bob Nightingale. And Insider Calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Once again, a big thanks to Odyssey MLB Insider, Bob Nightingale, here on the CCO.